Consent, please come to order.
What am I doing now?
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14. Members, vote to signify your presence.
The roll shows 14 members present this morning, Mr. President. Senator Kraft is excused from the call of the Senate. Senator Duncan and Senator Lewski are excused from 12 o'clock.
Please stand for invocation by the chaplain, Pastor Norval Robertson of the Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Let us pray. Let us not be discouraged in our failures. Let us instead be encouraged by the hope, though different in us all, that we have been shared here. Let us remember our traditions and call to help. And whatever we can. We are living in a time of encouragement and blessing when we can meet openly as we are doing this day. Amen.
Senator Rohde, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Euling.
Thank you. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. The secretary, please certify the journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 93rd legislative day.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and certified by the Senate secretary.
Without objection, the journal for the 93rd day is adopted. Introduction of guests. Senator Adams.
President, I have students here from Montescom High School from my district. I'd like them to stand when I please call their names. Jenna Jimowak, Heather Carmen, Denny Lyon, and Eugene Lee. Please welcome to the Senate.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too have some close-up students from Edgecombe. Please stand as I read your names. Dorothy Riley from St. Mary's. Marcia Looper from Mountain Village and Galen Kelly from Bethel. Please help me welcome them to the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, with the close-up students and the student at the Mount Antrim School from the one of the Pribilof Islands, St. Paul, I'd like to welcome Ricardo McCrulieff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today on the floor, we have a guest page with us. He's from Healy School. He's a senior. Help me welcome Levi Richard.
Catula and I have some constituents in the Miller and Ziegler galleries. They're down with the ARCO CAP group, and please stand when I call your name. We have Helen Briscoe, Michael Navaglio, Todd Williamson, Max Andrews, James Fogg, who's over in the Ziegler gallery, Karen Konopacki, and Paul Simons, and they're accompanied with the coordinator, Carol Abraham. Welcome to the Senate.
Yes, Mr. President, it's a delight for me to introduce a young old friend of mine, many years associated with him at the Anchorage Community YMCA, and now the executive director doing a fine job of expanding the program, the Food Bank of Alaska, Jack Doyle. And I would like to recognize, if he's not going to be recognized, Michael O'Callaghan, whom... we all know, and Mike started out by in the bike program and making bikes available in Anchorage, and has other sort of interesting things in his past. Michael O'Callaghan.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. From your district, with the students from Mount Edgecombe, is Heather Jacobs. Welcome to the Senate.
Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have also a guest page that's on the floor today, my nephew, Buddy Heron. And I would like to also say that the individual from Bethel, Galen Kelly, is celebrating his 17th birthday today.
Senator Duncan?
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to be shown this present before I leave.
For those of you who do not know where Mount Edgecombe High School is, it's in the beautiful Sitka by the sea. Further inductions? Message from the governor.
Message dated April 13th. Dear Mr. President, on this date I have signed the following bill and transmitted the engrossed and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate CS for House Bill 50, Finance Amended Senate, Appropriations for Operation of State Government Fiscal Year 1992, Chapter 8, SLA 1992. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 14th. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill 128, CRA, thus adopting Senate CS for House Bill number 128, CRA, relating to the Office of Municipal Clerk. Message dated April 14th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed the following, and they are returned. CS for Senate Bill number 87, Hess, exempting certain graduate educational programs in law, dentistry, and medicine from state regulation with the legislative letter of intent. Senate Bill number 335, amended, Governor's Council for the Handicapped and Gifted and the definition of developmentally disabled. CS for Senate Bill number 381, State Affairs, information concerning health benefits retired members of certain retirement systems. These bills have been referred for enrollment. Messages dated April 14th, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 394, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to notaries and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
CS for House Bill 405, Finance, amended by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for the operating loan program expenses of state government and to capitalize funds and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
CS for House Bill number 446, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act related to the wildlife conservation tag into entry onto state game and wildlife sanctuaries, state game refuges, state range areas, and fish and game critical habitat areas, and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
House Bill number 489, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the safety requirements for boilers, unfired pressure vessels, and elevators, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill number 532, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the labeling of reproductions of art and handicrafts made by state residents, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
CS for House Bill number 557, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act exempting production facilities and terminal facilities that are used solely for production, compression, transportation, or storage of natural gas from regulation for purposes of preparation of discharge prevention and contingency plans and compliance with financial responsibility requirements and defining natural gas.
Special Committee on Oil and Gas Resources.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees.
S Committee considered Senate Bill number 153 relating to mental health. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with CS and new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Strzelczewski, Chair, concurring Senators Menard and Cotton. Zero fiscal and attached. Senate Bill number 153 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. S Committee considered Senate Bill number 242, health insurance for small employers. Recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Strzelczewski, Chair, concurring Senator Menard. Senator Cotton signed, no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 242 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas considered Senate Bill number 302, credits against certain payments due the state earned by drilling stratigraphic test wells on unleased lands. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with CS, new title, and do pass. Report signed by Senator Cotton, Chair, concurring Senators Kraft, Pearson, Hoffman, fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 302 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Test Committee considered Senate Bill 318, issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of paying the cost of acquiring, constructing, and equipping public schools, reports the back as follows. Senator Strzelewski, Chair, signed due pass. Senators Cotton and Menard signed no recommendation. Senate Bill number 318 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas considered Senate Bill 405, evidence of financial responsibility provided by persons who conduct oil operations. Majority Committee recommends it be replaced with a CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Cotton, Chair, concurring. Senators Kraft, Pearson, Hoffman, zero testimony attached. Senate Bill number 405 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 440, issuance of sport fishing, hunting or trapping licenses, permits or tags to a person whose license is suspended or revoked in another state, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring. Senators Adams, Collins, Rodin, Frank, zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 440 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Test Committee considered Senate Bill number 456, issuance of geo bonds for constructing facilities for the University of Alaska, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, reports it back as follows. Senator Strzelewski, Chair, signed due pass. Senators Cotton and Menard signed no recommendation. Senate Bill number 456 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 465, land exchange between the State of Alaska and Cape Fox Corporation. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring. Senators Eliason, Frank, and Halford. Senator Jarop signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 465 has no further referral.
Finance.
Transportation Committee considered CS for House Bill number 454, transportation amended, ownership of transfer of ownership of a motor vehicle, and majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Senate CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Menard, Chair, concurring Senators Jones and Kraft.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Move as unanimous consent that Senate Bill 369 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 369 is on third reading. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 369, an act ratifying an agreement settling litigation between the State of Alaska and the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, establishing procedures for implementing the agreement and providing for an effective date.
Discussion? Senator Pertula?
I just spoke with the Commissioner of Natural Resources this morning again, you know, on the fly, but he is supportive of this legislation. I've had some doubts about the extension of time between the agreements that were supposed to have occurred and finalization, and then when drilling took place, a discovery was made, yet we had another change, but he assures me that from the state's point of view and from those other interested that this is probably the best accommodation to be made. So I reluctantly will support it.
Further discussion?
Question.
The question being, shall Senate Bill 369 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary lock the roll. Will any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so Senate Bill 369 has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Helfrich?
Move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 369 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 376 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to insurance and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considers the bill. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a CS new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Kraft, Collins, and Halford, zero fiscal note. Judiciary Committee considers the bill. Majority of the committee recommends the Labor and Commerce CS be adopted and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Frank and Adams, previous zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Helford, Jones, and Liason. There's Labor and Commerce CS.
Senator Pierce?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce CS be put before the body in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, Labor and Commerce Committee substitute is adopted.
CS for Senate Bill number 376, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to licensing, accreditation, examination, regulation, and solvency of persons engaged in the insurance business, including insurers and non-admitted insurers, relating to the management of and the filing of reports by persons licensed or otherwise doing business under the insurance code, and providing for an effective date.
Discussion?
Move and ask unanimous consent to the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 376 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senator Ewing. Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce is in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 376, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to licensing, accreditation, examination, regulation, and solvency of persons engaged in the insurance business, including insurers and non-admitted insurers, relating to the management of and the filing of reports by persons licensed or otherwise doing business under the insurance code and providing for an effective date.
Senator
Ewing. Mr. President, on the very last page of the 161-page bill that we're going to be voting for today or against, Section 226 indicates that the effective date of certain sections are January 1st, 1994, as well as certain sections as provided that take effect on July 1st. And I was just wondering, why is there such a lead time in there on the actual effective dates of those sections?
Senator Pierce?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a statement to make about the bill, which I want to do because it only had two committees. And while I'm doing that, I'm sure Mr. Walsh, who's in the back of the room, will send me a note to say why we have different effective dates on the two. Senate Bill 376 is the Insurance Reform Act of 1992, and we put in a single bill legislation that's needed for the Division of Insurance to become accredited by, as an accredited regulatory office by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, or the NAIC, which our Commissioner of Insurance is a state officer in, or an officer in that organization. It includes revisions also which bring our insurance statutes up to date, which hadn't happened in a long time. The NAIC has instituted a program of accreditation for state insurance regulatory offices that will provide a minimum level of regulation across the entire country. The program consists of two facets: adoption of a specific model legislation and regulations, and also the presence of sufficient resources to provide a level of regulatory activity which is acceptable in overseeing the insurance industry. This bill includes the NAIC model laws that are not presently in our statute. The bill also includes reorganization and revision of the requirements for licensing of insurance professionals and revision of other areas of the insurance statute to reflect our current regulatory needs in the state. There are two main themes of the bill. One is the accreditation and the other is professional licensing. Under accreditation, we will meet the new national regulatory standards to ensure insurer solvency. Businesses and individuals throughout the state will be able to feel confident that our government has the statutory authority, the ability, and also the will to prevent an insurance crisis in our state similar to the savings and loan disaster of recent years. Quality regulation will maintain the primary role of the state in insurance regulation and will forestall those in Congress who feel that the federal government back in Washington should take over regulation of insurance in Alaska and in other states. We will be maintaining state regulation will also help retain the state's tax base because premium taxes are our largest non-resource-based revenue source in this state. They're also our third largest revenue source overall. Insurance regulation will remain self-supporting. It is fee-based, not tax-based, and that we haven't affected by the bill. Under licensing, the domestic Alaska industry will be able to operate in other states without unnecessary duplication of state supervision because the other states will rely upon our regulations. The insurance professionals' in-state licensing will be streamlined and updated. Biennial licensing, year-round renewals, and consolidation of some types will minimize time and cost to insurance professionals. Mr. President, this legislation took over a year to develop. The committee was involved through the whole process. We put in hundreds of hours, or the division staff, and a highly motivated task force of private citizens put in hundreds of hours. We had extensive hearings in Labor and Commerce Committee and dealt with 81 amendments. We're satisfied that the bill does what it says it will do, what I've just said it will do, what the division says it will do. We are going to improve the regulatory environment in Alaska for the benefit of consumers and businesses alike. I knew if I talked long enough, I'd get the answer for Senator Ewing. The later effective dates have to do with the national reciprocity standards, the penalties for non-accredited states, and those don't take effect until the first January 1 of 1994. So those will affect reciprocity that companies here have in those other states. Thank you.
Question being, shall committee substitute the Senate bill? Senator Collins, sorry.
Your point of information, I do have a letter of intent. It's appropriate to move the letter of intent at this point.
Is this a committee letter of intent or yours?
Thank you. I move the letter of intent. Thank you, Mr. President. As Senator the Chair of Labor and Commerce indicated, that the bill is a very comprehensive bill. There was a lot of work on it by the task force, and we did spend a lot of time with it on committee. The bill did have two committees of referral, and this letter just clarifies the section to make it clear there was some question and confusion as to exactly the impact of the mandatory appraisal process. And what the letter of intent does, it clarifies that the intent of this section is to limit the appraisal process to only property losses, and this section is not intended to resolve any other type of dispute, such as questions concerning policy terms and definitions. And I've discussed this with the Commissioner of Insurance, and he is supportive of the letter of intent. That feels it would save them some headaches in the long run. And I you, Mr. President. For purposes of clarification, this is a committee, a Labor and Commerce Committee letter of intent. Mr. President, I move the letter of intent, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 376, the Labor and Commerce letter of intent.
I remove my objection.
Without objection, Labor and Commerce. Letter of intent is adopted. Senator Jones.
President, page 2, line 25, section 3, takes the... allows for them to not come under the state procurement code when awarding a contract to carry out these functions for a contract examiner. What is the purpose of that?
Ready? Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce. Any further discussion?
Question.
The question being, shall a committee substitute for Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce, pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed a vote? Secretary locked the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Senator Duncan? Secretary, take the roll. Record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate by a vote of 13 yeas, 4 nays. Senator Huffern?
Move the effective date clauses on committee substitute Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce.
Question being... Call the Senate where to see their vote. Does any senator fail a vote? Secretary locked the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so the effective date clauses on committee substitute for Senate Bill 376, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas. 0 nays.
See us for Senate Bill number 226, Rules Enacting the Finance and Authority and Projects, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, and providing for an effective date before the Senate in third reading held from April 13th.
Senator Petula?
Asking us to send to return to second reading for a number of specific amendments that lie on the desk. Is that permissible under the...
Senator Roy, Senator.
Communities, please.
Let's hold it.
Till when?
Tuesday's calendar.
Tuesday afternoon? No. Let's do Wednesday.
Wednesday's calendar.
Senator, come back to order, please. Senator Huffern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 226, with amendments pending, be held for Wednesday's calendar.
Without objection, Secretary, read the citations.
Citation in memoriam, Herbert Niels Cooper, Senators Curtula, Menard, Halford, Strzelski, Rudy Cotton.
Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved by the Senate.
Without objection, citation calendar is approved. We're into unfinished business. Senator Rohde?
I'd move that unanimous consent the five-day rule be waived on Senate Bill 470, establishing Alaska Flag Day so that the State Affairs Committee may hear it today.
Without objection, Senator Jones?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Resource Committee referral on Senate Bill 405, Oil Financial Responsibility Laws, be waived.
What's
objection?
The next committee referral?
Next committee
referral is
judiciary.
Thank you.
Okay. Without objection, Further unfinished business, Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Tuesday the 21st through plain time on Wednesday the 22nd.
Without objection. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Rody.
Mr. President, the State Affairs Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Belch Room. The bills are posted. Also, Mr. President, there is a permanent fund reception for Dave Rose from 4 to 6 at the permanent fund office.
Pick up our checks. Senator Sarnoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Rules Committee meeting upon adjournment today in the Farron Camp Room. We'll be taking up the following bill for the purpose of calendaring. Senate Bill 440, issuance of sport fishing, hunting, or trapping licenses to persons whose licenses are revoked or suspended in other states.
Thank you. Further announcements, Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. A new time for the Senate Finance Committee meeting for when we return on Tuesday, the 21st, we will be meeting Senate Finance meeting at 11 a.m. in the morning, and we will be taking up HB 25, making education appropriations.
Senator Tula.
Mr. President, depending on availability, but Monday through Friday, we will be closing budgets and finance, and it perhaps will interfere from time to time with other committees' business, but we expect to have all the budgets closed by the weekend. That's subsequent to this coming weekend, Monday through Friday next week.
Further announcements? Senator Jones.
Yeah. Mr. President, the Resource Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30, Butterbridge Room. Agenda is posted.
Special orders? Under special orders, I'd like to note that we're going to go back into session Friday morning at 10 o'clock for a technical session. 9:30. Tuesday morning, we're going to read the committee bills, transfer committee bills, and we'll be going back into session Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And I would caution the membership about absences the next 20 days. We're probably going to be busy. And we don't want to leave you out. Senator Alford?
Move and ask unanimous consent to stand in adjournment until Friday at 9:30 a.m.